Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Okay. I got a message from you, Sam.
Alrighty.
近々アメリカ旅行に行くので、入国許可システムのエスタを申請しました。
Mm-hmm.
ググってトップに出てきたサイトに必要事項を入力し、カード決済の支払いボタンを押す寸前に、そこがぼったくり代行サイトであることに気づきました。
Ooh.
通常3000円程度のところ、そのサイトを介した場合は何の手間も省けてないのに2万円になります。
Shit.
支払いボタンを押す前でよかった、危なかったと思いながらググり直し、エスタ公式と書いてあるサイトから申請し直しました。
Mm-hmm.
しかしそこも別のぼったくりサイトでした。
Mm-hmm.
わー、やられました。公式なぼったくりサイトでした。
Okay.
お二人は詐欺やぼったくりに引っかかったことはありますか？
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Quick tip.
Mm-hmm.
On Google, if you search on Google, the first three or two is like Kokoku. You know this, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. There's a little badge that says Kokoku on top of the clickable line. Don't click that, right? Because you can pay to be on there. So just the quote unquote.Top search are the ones excluding the search, the results with the Kokoku badge on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so just go down until you don't see the Kokoku badge.
Right.
The first one is the top search, and that's like the most reliable one. So quick tip on that.
Yeah, great tip.
You probably click the one with the Kokoku.
The very top.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True.
That's not actually the top search, right? Uh-huh. That's...advertised top search. So that's, yeah, you want to go down until the one that's not advertised.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
They just pay money.
Yeah. Probably if you exclude the Kokoku, it'll probably be the official one. If you, the keyword Esta. Yeah.
Right. Well, I didn't know that they have those.
Right.
Bottakuri site for Esta.
Right. Me too.
Yeah.
I didn't think that it's accepted even in the ads.
Right.
Right.Oh, wow.
It's very officially bottakuri, right?
Yeah.
It's very open.
Right.
Bottakuri, like, they don't even try to hide.
Right. It's true. Yeah. True. Or they're providing actual service.
True.
Maybe it's not worth that much, but like, it's you're free to price it as however many as you want.
It's
so expensive. It's not exactly
sake, but just at the studio or something.
Right. Right.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, yeah.ATM to studio is a fucking company if you talk about start. What's the worst fee out there in the world?
Out there in the world.
Yeah. Mm. Or, I mean, that you've experienced that you felt like is useless fee.
Okay.
I mean, ATM fees are one of the top ones. I feel like that would go on the list.
That's right. I don't like one of those system to studio.When we use some service or application to deal something, you pay the product fee and then tax, and you pay like a 支払い手数料 or something. So I already paid that some kind of 手数料 and then you also have to pay system 利用料 which what?
It's fucked up, right?
Yeah. They just won't.More money, that's all. I feel like
I have another one that I hate is the your rent 更新手数料1ヶ月分の更新手数料 that's a lot. That's a lot.
That is true,
right?
That is true.
What is this?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
1 month worth of 手数料 price.
That's right. That's right.
We're not talking about like.500 yen or something. A lot of money. A lot of money.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. Think about it. It's just a suit. Like, honestly, I don't think, you know, just
更新手数料?
Yeah. Isn't worth for like 10万円 or something.
Right. I mean, what's there to do?
Yeah.
What's there to actually do?
Yeah.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like, 敷金礼金 or something, still, I'm doubting.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, Shikikin, like, yeah, and like they explained to me, and I kind of, okay, I can, you know, get the money back when I go out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And
yeah, that's okay, but
yeah,
like, Reiki for 2 months? Like, what?
Well, what's the meaning of Reiki?
I guess it's just...
thank you for providing.
Yeah, for the Oya-san.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that's nah.
That's pretty fucked up. you want to rent the place. You ask for people.
Right.
To rent it.
Right.
You asked.
True. Thank me.
Yeah, right. You should thank me for choosing your place.
That's right.
I had several options.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Tip.
Yeah, tip is pretty, like, yeah. It's getting wild.
Yeah.
Not in Japan, right? We don't have any tips in Japan, but in the US, we had several, you know, we went there several times.
Right.
Yeah, and you feel like it's a pretty crazy culture.
And we didn't pay any tips for the drivers or, like, all the staffs this time, right?
Yeah, but they said the client said that the client side will tip them later.
Tip them late, okay.
Yeah, through the system. So
I see.
That's why I guess it was kind of a service where, like, so that the users don't have to pay tip, the client would, you know,
I see,
kind of take on the burden of paying the tip.
Wow.
So, well, we should thank the clients, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's true. Thank you.
But yeah, so he was tipped.
Okay.
The driver was tipped.
I see.
Not through us. Just, okay. Yeah.
So they have now, like, tip daiko gyosha now? And then they
don't know.
Some tesuryo on it.
Get some tips on that, right? Get some tips on paying the tips.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
And then system diodio for that.
You know, yeah, definitely. 100%. And then you have like a shoki toryoku fee.
Shoki toryoku fee, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then a kayaku fee, right? For when you end the fucking. Damn.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I remember when I went to New York
and
then I had to do the COVID. Test.
COVID test. Yeah.
When
I
left New York for Japan.
Yeah.
And I searched on some other places where I could test that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found one place which just like put on a Google, not the first,
the
but
top
very
search.
Yeah, top search.
Yeah, like on the first page.
Yeah. We were kind of busy and it was just we don't have time to go there. And then they say they have to reserve on the spot and you can also, it was convenient. And then went there and I paid around 18,000 yen.
Oh, shit.
For the one test.
Oh, shit.
And it was pretty, like, decent hospital.
Uh-huh.
So, New York COVID test must be very expensive. Hassan when I pay it.
Yeah.
And they gave me, like, next day, they gave me, like, Japanese, like, a document, some kind of... For the airport, you know, the official one, and then I was happy about that. But when I returned and after, you know, searched some online, and then they say it's bottakuri.
Damn!
If you go to a local hospital, you can do just 3,000-4,000. But if you go to those like huge hospital, like where they can provide Japanese official document, then 18,000-20,000. I was trapped.
You didn't have that much time to search things up, right?
Yeah.
Man, it happens. Yeah. It happens, man. Yeah.
It's my Hassan, man.
That's a lot.
For just one test.
Could have done it for Sanzeyan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. We could went to Wolfgang again.
We would be able to tip the server.
That's
not a Sanzeyan again, right?
Man, the server. Like, we tipped him, not a saying.
We tipped him, not a saying.
Wow. Wow.
That is how much we tipped him. Yeah. That is how much we tipped him. That the we're talking about the Wolfgang.
Yeah, when we went
to New York. Yeah, yeah.
The guy.
Yeah, the guy got another thing in. That's right.
For that professional job.
For that professional quote unquote professional attitude. Yep.
Wow.
Pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
Pretty crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We have to save our money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Pay a lot of tips, right? Yeah. Wow. You know, there was a recently, this is a new place in Tokyo. What do you call it?
What's that restaurant?
The Kaisen area, Toyosu area. Mm. This new
place
that just recently opened. The Toyosu Shijo Nantoka Man Nantoka Banpaku Mankyaku Mannen Mankyaku Ban Banin. You know the place?
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. Bankyaku Bandai? Something Bandai.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Bandai, yeah, sounds right. Hold on. Toyosu Shi. Oh, yeah. Ban. Senkyaku.
Oh,
how do you read that?
Senkyaku Bandai.
Senkyaku Bandai.
Oh.
If you go to there, this is a new place that opened just new recently. Place.
Oh. Okay.
And if you go to the. Those restaurants there.
Is that like restaurant places?
Yeah, it's like, you know, Tsukiji.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
But like more newer.
Mm, I see.
Lots of Kaisen areas, right? And it's mainly aimed towards, you know, foreign tourists.
Yeah, yeah.
So like the first thing on the menu is like English.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And if you go to there, the prices...
Yeah.
Kaisen don is like 5,000 yen.
Wow.
6,000 yen. 7,000 yen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's... And then they just pay...
They would pay. One of the shops were like, we first thought it was too high and we brought the price down to like the normal local price, which is like 2,000 yen or like 1,500. But the foreigners that came there were like, okay, is this low quality sushi? Because this is way too cheap. So they brought up the price back to like 7,000 yen and the sales went back up.
Nah.
Because the foreigners believed that the sushi was high quality because you know, it's high priced. It must be good sushi.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Man. We're ripping them off.
That's right.
Right. Well, I don't know if this is a ripoff, though. I guess it's just economics.
Yeah, that's right. They're happy.
Yeah.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a niju pricing. How was it called? Like, price for locals, price for non-locals, right? Like, niju price sette.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like a thing. It's like a thing that they do, yeah.
Wow. But if we go to that place in Kyokubandai, it's still a single price,
so we have to pay 7,000 yen for like a Kaisen
bowl. Yeah, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we are getting a lot of foreigners in, so it's a good way to like sort of like bring money back into Japan, I guess.
That's right.
So I'm kind of not against it that much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's how economics work.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's
right. So there's that. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.